And welcome to Maxo and the Dudes. Hello, guys.
Hi. Yeah, we're Max and the Dudes from Tübingen, a local band. Yeah. And we're Felix and...
Max.
Maxo, yeah. That's the leader of our band, the singer. Yeah.
I heard a very, very interesting thing about your drum set. Tell me about something. It's a suitcase?
Yeah, we started 3 years ago with a cajon, as wooden box, so we played drum and that. But then Tübingen guy from the theater in Tübingen built a drum set, and it's built out of a suitcase. So it's a suitcase from the 50s, and he thought, nice sound when he kicked it. And
he stumbled over there.
Yeah, and the special is that everything fits in the drum set, and it's a snare drum, two tom-toms, and cymbals, and everything. You have everything on this drum set, and it's a complete drum set, and you can travel with it where you want.
And it also makes a very rudimental sound, which fits perfectly into our kind of rockabilly sound. We're wearing white bow ties because of this origin, but we also make raps and own texts, own lyrics, and the rockabilly style is also because of my deep voice.
Well, it sounds great, and your fans came from the university here, or which?
Yeah, we met each other 3 years ago, and we're nursing students, so we finished our exam in October this year. So we met 3 years ago. We met Max and our guitarist Lorenzo. We're talking outside.
Out there.
We were talking. They were talking to each other, and they're both playing guitars, and said, "Yeah, nice. Okay, let's play together. We just need some drums." And I was standing right behind them and said, "Oh, yeah, hi, I'm Felix, and I'm playing the drums." So we had our first gig here in Tübingen in the Schwarze Schaf. It's called. It's a local bar.
Yeah, I've been there yesterday.
Yeah, it's cool bar. Yeah. Exactly. And so we played our first gig there, and we had just 1 week for practice, so we started up, and now it's 3 years, and we had a lot of practice and recorded our first album. You will hear it later in the radio, I think. Our song, King of My World. And it's a song we will publish as video as well soon. But we're planning some things to get bigger bands and start right up. Yeah.
And you got English and German songs and lyrics?
Yeah, they're both mixed up, and Maxo will tell you.
Yeah, we often are mixing both languages because English is the world language. And it's a very it's got a nice style to combine both, so with German raps and English hooks, for example.
I'm a little bit confused now. Maybe you can help me out.
Of course. What are your plans for the stage now? What have you planned for the stage performance here at the REC Festival?
Yeah, at first it's a very great pleasure to play here on the REC Festival. And we've got some messages in our songs, and it's like, it's a very political festival over here. And we want to send a message out, to send out love, to connect people, and to gather them as one. So we want to make a great show, great party, having fun, and our lyrics we also want to send out to the people.
There's a big part for us right now in the world, that the conflicts with the immigrants and that have war behind them and deep stories and hard things, and it's very touching us, our hearts. And this one main part for us at the moment to write songs, and I think we're writing a lot about this, and but also we're writing songs just for party, and very ironical songs about love and bad love. And yeah.
How did you guys, young guys from today, discover the rockabilly sound of the 50s?
There's one easy thing. It's Maxo's voice, the deep voice. You can demonstrate it right now.
Oh. I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, but I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Just for example, and it's I grew up with these songs, and I listened to the vintages of my grandmother, and I danced as I was a little child, and my fascination for music came over that. So it's a big love.
And how do you train your voice? Was it always like that? So deep.
Very, very early. There was like I was 14, and everyone in my my classmates were at first they were shocked that my voice was already so deep. And yeah, it's a gift. I don't know.
Really, what are your plans for the future? Where are you heading to with the music? You want to establish a professional band? Make your living for the music, from the music?
I think this is our dream, and
we're giving our best to get first. Our next plan is to get management, professional management, and start up. Yeah, we know some bands around that got the goal as professional musician. So we're trying our best to get there, and I think next year we're planning to play as a headliner after rock festivals. And for the future, our plan is to play professional music all over the world and connect the countries.
But this year you still got an early slot. Please mention when and where are you playing this year at this year's rock festival?
Yeah, we're playing on the east stage at the rock festival with a really big PA and really nice equipment, so we're really happy to play right here.
Four subwoofers. So come over and listen, make the experience. It's at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, Maxo and the Dudes, and now we got their new record.
King of My
yeah. World, and this is the song. What is it about?
It's about an ordinary guy who is dreaming, and he just walks the line, has its boring job, and in his dreams a voice is speaking to him, and in the end the two persons mix up and he becomes the king of his world. So it's about dreaming and falling out of the line.
Maxo and the Dude, thank you so much. Take care and good luck for
thank you too.